This morning I have spoken in Tibetan in great length. Perhaps when I was speaking in English, I have missed a few of the points which might add to the subject, and it might clarify and deepen the subject. And that might be the reason, perhaps, I was requested about more teachings on enlightenment and realization and all of that sacred subject. Now, I must make it very clear that realization and Buddhahood is totally two different things. I don't know what is enlightenment. It has something to do with light. So I think enlightenment is maybe a translation of Buddhahood. So Buddhahood is translated as enlightenment. So let's say enlightenment is talking about Buddhahood and a realization and realization of the ultimate truth or even the relative truth. Now, when I have said this morning that in order to attain Buddhahood, what I meant was Buddhahood, to become Buddha, then you have no time, no space for anything else. Everything has to be renounced, because by being free from all dualism, which is only possible through total renunciation in the name of devotion or in the name of compassion or whatever, it is total renunciation. And this way, the essence of selflessness, essence of primordial limitlessness will manifest when you renounced all the limitations. So I was talking about that. That will not happen simply because we want it to happen. Now, realization is another thing. Realizing everything is empty, everything is impermanent. Realizing your essence is Buddha and experiencing the Buddha nature. This is totally different. That kind of realization, that kind of recognition is not that difficult. That kind of experience is absolutely not difficult. But experience comes and goes. Experience becomes a memory, and then you have to cherish that memory, that experience, and remember it at all times, and sometimes try to re-experience it, which is impossible. You cannot have a re-experience. You can have a fresh experience, more advanced experience, progress in your experience, yes. And then realization is another thing. For example, myself, I am not Buddha. Therefore, perhaps it is correct thing for me to say, I'm not enlightened. No, I pull my ear and light comes out of my eye. It doesn't happen. How hard I pull, you know, nothing happens. So maybe enlightenment and Buddhahood, we can tie together. And that didn't happen to me. But of course, I realize. If I don't realize, what am I talking about? If I don't realize, what am I doing here? Am I lying to all of you? Am I trying to be the biggest charlatan of the universe? You know, what am I trying here? I have some realization. I have many, many, many experiences. It is because of the greatness of my masters and gurus, and also greatness of the blessing of the lineage. I have many experience, and I have many realizations. That is far from Buddhahood. That is even very, very far from first level Bodhisattva. Forget about Buddhahood. First level Bodhisattva. I have been telling you this so many times. I repeat one more time. First level Bodhisattva can manifest in 100 places at the same time. perfectly at all times. I can't manifest even in one place perfectly for more than a couple of seconds. So where is the Buddhahood? You know, when I use this glass to read the text, I can't see you. Right now, all of you are just like some kind of thing, you know. I can't see your eyes, I can't see your nose, I just see all of you kind of mixed up. And so where is the perfectness? Even my visual capacity is not perfect. So how can I be perfect? I can claim I'm perfect in even for 1 second. When I put on my looking glasses, then I can see you. But I cannot read my text. My text is just one black line on the white paper. I can't tell A from B. So where is the perfectness? Same thing with my language. I speak in English, but those English persons whose mother language is English, how many grammatical mistakes I make? How many mistakes I make in English language? So that way, where is the perfectness? So first level bodhisattva is perfect in everything, in 100 place, at all times. Second level bodhisattva is perfect in everything, in 10,000 place at all time. So these are not symbolic explanation. This is not just some kind of mythical, story. These are the true definition of Buddhas and bodhisattvas, and I am talking about that. So maybe there is some kind of interesting, usual thing that you are hearing something when I am saying something else. So when I say it is very difficult for us to attain enlightenment in this life, almost impossible without renouncing everything like Milarepa or Prince Siddhartha, then you are hearing it is impossible to have any realization without renouncing everything, just like Buddha, Prince Siddhartha, and Milarepa. So now, if that is the case, I have fixed that case. Now, if it is something else, then let me tell you. If any of you reach to the level like Tilopa, who is ready to be enlightened, then you will attain enlightenment right away. You will receive all the empowerments from the Vajrayogini and from the Buddha Vajradhara itself. And that will happen to you. You don't have to wait for any time. But when that happens, you will be Buddha. You know, if you come to me and say that, yesterday I had a very interesting experience, I saw all the mandalas in the sky and I got empowered and I felt so good. I think I'm enlightened. But what do you think? You know, then you are not enlightened. You are not Buddha. So you had a nice experience. You had a nice sacred experience, which is a good thing. But that is not Buddhahood. Buddha will not come to me and ask me, do you think I am a Buddha? You know? And also Buddha will not come to us and demand that you have to believe that I am Buddha. You know? You have to believe me, I am Buddha. You have to. Or else, you know, then that is not Buddha. The Buddha manifests Sambhogakaya and Nirmanakaya because of the realization of the Dharmakaya. So I make this very clear. If you are ready for enlightenment because you have done all the practices for all the previous lives, then you're going to be Buddha in this life. That's for sure. And if you have absolute faith, devotion, dedication, and renounce everything and practice just like Milarepa or Guru Padmasambhava or Prince Siddhartha, then you have a chance to become Buddha in this life. And you, if you are a sincere person practicing Dharma, sincerely, but not like Prince Siddharth, not like Guru Padmasambhava, not like Milarepa, and you are not ready to be enlightened like Tilopa, then you are not going to be Buddha in this life. But you will have some realization in this life. And how much you have to wait. You know, that was in the writing. You know, how much one have to wait. There's no such thing, waiting. The time doesn't exist. It is relative. So there's no difference between billions of centuries and one moment when it comes to the ultimate truth. So waiting doesn't exist ultimately. Relatively, of course. Of course we have to wait. Even you wanted to go from Kangra to Delhi, you have to wait for the plane ticket until one seat is vacant. So, for enlightenment, of course, that is more important than from going from Kangra to Delhi. So you have to wait, relatively speaking. But it will not happen just by waiting there, because somebody will give it to you on your turn. When your turn comes, somebody will give you the empowerment. Buddhahood, then you can wait, you can say wait. But that is not the case. You have to practice and progress and become Buddha. So Buddha, to become Buddha or not, is in your hand. Buddha is in the palm of your hand. Buddha is in your heart. And whether you attain Buddhahood or not, and how soon you attain Buddhahood, and which way you will attain Buddhahood, is absolutely in your hand. And one good thing that will add to that is, the lineage of Buddhahood is still alive today. It is not lost. Therefore, one has great opportunity to follow the living lineage of enlightenment and reach Buddhahood in this life, or at least start the journey towards the Buddhahood in this life, and then continue in next lives. And then one last thing. I personally don't think of my life terrible life. I enjoy my life very much in many ways. I'm not saying I'm enjoying by having fun, you know, but for everything that is around me and happens around me, within me, everything is a great honor, and I am happy, and I can ask for anything more of this life. If anything better than this, I have to adjust myself to deal with that. So right now, everything is perfect, and perfect, and perfect. I'm happy. So this kind of life, each lifetime, little bit better, I can't ask for any more. I can't ask for anything else. That is more than fair, that is more than enough. And this way, it might take me several thousand lifetimes to become Buddha, that's fine with me. Several million lifetimes to become Buddha, that's fine with me. If each lifetime will be on the journey towards progress, not decline, then that's enough for me. So I hope I have fulfilled your need for understanding the definition of the realization, Buddhahood, experience, all of these very nice things. And Buddhahood is beyond nice things. It is beyond. I sincerely pray that this explanation will make your Dharma life more encouraging and more productive. And first of all, last but not the least, be happy one, very happy one.